And I don't care if it stays nice all winter, which is probably not good for those that want skiing and snowmobiling and stuff. But, you know, I just want to stay warm and I don't want to fall down. Hey, Sarah Spoonholtz. Is that selfish, Sarah?
No. I was just like, don't laugh.
That's all I want to do. I just want to stay warm, and I don't want to fall down.
I am 1,000% with you on that right now. Like, my biggest fear is turtling in the middle of a parking lot somewhere, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, and in this day and age where virtually every parking lot has some sort of security video trained on it, you can bet that if that were to happen, it would be saved for all eternity somewhere.
Oh, no.
Well, anyway, Sarah is here on behalf of where she works, and that is the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. And we're here today to just kind of bring you up to speed as we get into the new year. And by golly, we're almost 2 weeks in already, which is, seems hard to believe, but we are. And let's kind of recap and just kind of reset and see where we're at here. And maybe we could start there with what's going on currently with the business community and COVID-19, the pandemic, any new protocol or things that have changed as far as the businesses are concerned since the last time we talked.
Oh, so 2 weeks. Okay, you're going to make me actually go back 2 weeks. Okay. So probably one of the biggest things is that applications for the newest round of PPP are now available. So there's two different applications. There's a first-time applier application and a second-time applier application. You can actually apply again. Also new this time, 501c6 organizations, such as Chamber. So if we were wanting to apply, we could actually apply now. But you will need to get those applications filled out. Get with your financial institution. Something to note, if you did get PPP already or if you were not approved for it in one of the earlier rounds through a specific financial institution, you do not have to stay with them for it. So that is something that is new. Something else that is new for this round is they are keeping the first rounds of applications to, like, smaller local community banks. So think of the credit unions, both Honor and United Federal. There's some other smaller credit unions in places like Niles and Buchanan as well. Also places like Edgewater Bank, Horizon Bank, the small local banks, not the big conglomerates that are across the nation. The smaller ones are going to be the ones that are going to be allowed to process the payments first. They actually, I think it's 2 weeks that they get before they turn it over to the larger national conglomerate financial institution. So something definitely to keep in mind if you are needing to apply for another round of PPP or if you didn't get it the first time but you're needing it, keep that in mind when you're applying for it.
Well, that seems to make sense. That kind of gets the money right down to ground level, and particularly in these smaller communities, I would think.
Yeah, and especially, and it's really unfortunate. The first few rounds of PPP, there's too many P's out there and all of this COVID-related stuff. The first couple of rounds of PPP, we heard a lot about large conglomerates were taking millions upon millions of dollars for major companies.
Some of them caught some PR blowback and actually gave the money back, if you remember. So.
So this is, I feel like it's the government's way of being like, you know what, we're going to make sure that the small businesses are actually able to get the funding that they need before we go to some of the larger places. So, I mean, it's really good in that respect. We're still hearing mixed results in terms of forgiveness applications for the first couple of rounds. Some people have received forgiveness. Some of them have not received it for as much as they thought, and some have actually been denied for it. So that's the only thing that still I feel like is a little wonky, still needs to be worked out, but hopefully they'll be able to do that and get back on track.
Is there any indication for those that were successful the last time around whether or not that has any bearing whatsoever on this phase, as in it might help you or it might hurt you? Is there any indication on those lines?
Not that I have heard of. I mean, they technically haven't even opened it up for applications, okay, for you to actually process the applications yet. The applications are available. First round, you could start, like, filling out yesterday. Second round, you can start filling out as of today. But I think there were still a couple of things, last I was aware of at least, there were still a couple of things that they were trying to work out before they started accepting applications. But, yeah, that would actually be something interesting that we'll have to be watching to see.
Now, this is a federal we're talking about here. The last time, the last go around for this, there was a pool of state money available for some as well. Is there any of that still out there, or has that been resurrected or not?
I have not heard about state funding. The only thing I've heard about states is that this week, individuals who still qualify for the unemployment, especially those who have been impacted by COVID, will begin getting their $300 from unemployment. So that's the only thing that I've heard from the state level.
Okay. Now, the one seeming focal point or flashpoint or whatever you want to call it in how the pandemic is affecting businesses seems to be local restaurants. And we've seen and heard all kinds of stories. Some people are being very innovative in trying to make it through here with igloos and shanties and private rooms and so on and so forth to allow you to at least get out of your house once in a while and go eat somewhere. This is on top of and or besides the whole curbside and takeout delivery thing. And then I saw the other day somebody in Kalamazoo is actually using some of those moving pods. Where they open the end of it and put a big sheet of plastic so you can see out. And I think they've got them arranged along a small lake there. So, yeah. And I told Spencer the other day, the good thing about that was if you and the group that to go out to eat there all get sloshed, they can just have the truck come pick you up and deposit you in your own driveway. So there's a bonus to that whole thing right there.
We are also seeing places like the City of Niles, you know, big shout out to the City of Niles, Mayor Nick Shelton and the entire commission, and Lisa, who works with the downtown organization, who helped put together the node in the downtown area there. I think it's off of 2nd Street. They have seen a great response from that. You know, they have fires that run out there. They have limited the time where it's open, so you've got options to go during the lunch hour. And then you've got some time in the evenings to go too, but they've got heaters, they've got things for the kids and the families. So it's very similar to the Pleasant Street Plaza, but more of like a winter edition. So we have seen a few of those pop up, and they seem to be very well response from the community too.
It's a unique experience and something that you can file away for stories to tell later and things to pass on to the grandkids.
When
I was young, we had to eat outside when it was 20 below zero. I'm practicing. I'm getting close to that range. Anyway, now, whenever these restrictions are put on the restaurants, as far as no indoor dining or whatever the situation might be, they're put on in a temporary basis with an end date, and then they're reevaluated beyond that. Are we coming up on any one of those as far as the state is concerned and indoor dining?
Yeah, so technically Friday is supposed to be the end date of the latest restriction for restaurants. Have heard mixed signals coming out of Lansing. You know, she apparently made a comment that she is not afraid to extend it again based on case numbers from New Year's Eve. However, that would be, you know, 2 weeks after New Year's Eve, so I think it would be safe to reopen. Our hope is that she does. I mean, if it does happen, Saturday is, they're doing a big push. We've seen Representative Paquette down in the 79th, I'm totally blanking on that right now, the Niles area, southern Berrien County representative, who's doing a big push for the 16th, that's the Saturday, to be, you know, dine-in day for some of your favorite restaurants, because they do desperately need it. Any help that they can get, a lot of them have just chosen to close, be it temporarily or could possibly lead into a permanent closure. But this Friday is the deadline. If she is going to extend it, likely will be in the next couple of days that she will have a press conference to do so. Our hope we are crossing our fingers, we are praying that she does not, just because they need this. First quarter is traditionally already tough. You know, people have New Year's resolutions to not spend money, to get healthy, you know, to do this, to do that. We're recovering from Christmas. And so spending naturally is down in first quarter for a lot of places, restaurants included. So we're hoping that it doesn't get extended so that they can get a boost and that people can continue to support them.
Boy, it seems at this point we've gotten to the point where the only places that remain that restricted, the restaurants, are restricted, mainly because they are really the only place where you are indoors without a mask on. The casinos, right. The theaters, certainly retail and so on and so forth, where people are indoors, you do remain masked in those situations. But with restaurants, you got to take them off to eat, and that seems to be the hang-up here, although, as many have pointed out, other states seem to be handling it. But if you do a little number crunching here, Michigan's numbers are better than most surrounding states. So, you know, I don't know who's right here, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, and I would just like to throw out there, too, prior to one of the last restrictions for restaurants, 2-4% of the entire cases that they were able to trace came from bars or restaurants. The majority of them were coming from home gatherings, church gatherings, weddings, funerals, and so forth. So I feel like, to a certain extent, though, that restaurants are just really getting the bad end of the fork here.
They're kind of getting lumped in with something that maybe they shouldn't be. You can kind of understand why the concern is there over bars, where everybody is shoulder to shoulder and yelling in each other's ear because it's so loud you can't hear anybody, which is a little different scenario than sitting across from a family member at a restaurant table somewhere. So I hope you're right. I hope that we can come out of this thing come, what'd you say, Friday the 15th? Saturday the
16th? Fingers crossed, Friday. Yep.
All right. Well, we'll cross whatever we have, eyeballs, fingers.
Toes, legs, everything.
All right. We did get word, at least this morning, that there's going to be an ice festival in St. Joe. So that's some good news. There's some things happening. Yeah. Anything from the Chamber's perspective, event-wise or otherwise in the near future, that we need to know about?
We are moving forward with our annual meeting and business recognition award ceremony. Still working out details. Obviously, in-person portion is potentially not going to happen due to restrictions for event size, but in any way, shape, or form, we will try our best to do a hybrid style event or all virtually. That will be on March 10th, and it will be, instead of it being a breakfast, we have moved it to an evening event to allow for the virtual aspect of it. So we'll have more details hopefully after this Friday. Once we see what restrictions look like moving forward, we should be able to get those out to everyone. And also, City of Niles too, it's unofficial. They're not going to be doing their Hunter's Ice Festival, but yes, there will be ice sculptures around the downtown starting this weekend as well. So good stuff happening.
All right then. Sarah Spoonholtz with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Always a pleasure. Thank you for your insight and your updates, and we'll catch up next time. Have a good day.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right.